the President of the Republic of Chad, President Idriss Deby, the President of the Republic of Togo, President Faure Gnassingbé, the Director General of the FAO, the Director General of the OIE, the former Secretary General of the United Nations and Chairman of AGRA, senior government officials, among them, of course, ministers, representatives of international organizations, as well as regional ones here present, ambassadors, experts, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, representatives of civil society and NGOs, all other protocols duly observed. Good morning. It is my honor and privilege to read out this statement on behalf of His Excellency the President, Sheikh Professor Alhaji Dr. Yahya AJJ Jammeh, President of the Republic of the Gambia, on the Global Declaration for the Eradication of Rinderpest. This, indeed, we will all agree, like previous speakers have said, is a very welcome move in the right direction and indeed an initiative as well, marking yet again another milestone in disease eradication, this time by veterinary medicine. The Gambia therefore joins other member states in applauding this very timely and noble initiative and achievement. As we discuss, I hope that this success story and lessons of good practice that we make in this area, in the eradication of rinderpest, would also be used for the eradication of other similar diseases, be they relating to animals or humans or plants or other living things. Mr. Chairman, in the Gambia, agriculture contributes 24% of our gross domestic product, or GDP, of course, with livestock contributing about 8.6%. It also plays a very critical role in meeting domestic demand, particularly in meat, milk, manure, for cropping and others as well. A recent head count of livestock in the Gambia shows that the cattle population, for example, in the Gambia is estimated at 300,000. The small ruminant population is estimated at 200,000 for sheep, as well as 374,000 for goats, and the chicken population, 720,000. Livestock rearing is indeed a very important economic activity in the Gambia. Whilst, for example, 46% of rural households own more than, of course, several heads of cattle, that is at least one per household, 89% of rural households raise at least one sheep or one goat. Women, for example, who are small farmers, manage 74% of the goats and 47% of the sheep. Almost all rural households keep poultry, and once again, women own and manage 90% of the birds. The income derived from livestock, for example, and its related products can be responsible for 10 to 15% of overall household income in the Gambia. High incidence of infectious animal disease is one of the most important constraints, limiting, of course, livestock production and productivity. Disease usually have a major impact on public health, we all agree, and indeed the national economy as well, and household livelihoods for that matter. In addition to the endemic diseases such as Pestes de Petit Rumina, as we say PPR, in small ruminants, black quarter disease, and of course hemorrhagic septicemia in cattle and Newcastle disease in poultry, the country in recent years has seen the introduction of transboundary diseases like lumpy skin diseases, for example, LSDs, African swine fever, African horse sickness, and Rift Valley fever, among others. The emergence of these diseases is often triggered by multiple interrelated factors, such as human and animal demographics, for example, increased mobility, as well as globalization, climate change, urbanization, land degradation, and mass animal rearing, among other factors. The current approaches to animal disease prevention and control, of course, based on the disruption of disease transmission, have proven effective in both the short as well as the long term, in particular in relation to disease control programs. such as the global rinderpest eradication. However, they seem to have been less successful in some instances, as shown by the current persistence of the H5N1, for example, highly pathogenic avian influenza disease, despite significant national and international efforts in this direction. This, in our view, is because most current approaches apply strong veterinary science and medical disciplines in isolation from other related disciplines, of course, such as economics, sociology, communication, and land management, among others. Therefore, veterinary services now need to adopt an integrated approach, if they have not already done so in some countries, to control diseases better. And this means, of course, focusing on identification of diverse as well as drivers of diseases, flare-ups, and adopting, of course, a multi-sectoral, multidisciplinary approach to addressing the increasing disease threats. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, rinderpest was first recognized countrywide in the Gambia, like the Director General has rightly said, in the 1930s, during which it significantly decimated the evolving national herd of cattle in the Gambia. It was during that period that veterinary services in the Gambia was established for the first time. That was during the colonial period, of course, in order to effectively combat the plague. Hence, through annual mass vaccination campaigns and using different strategies, of course, ranging from central vaccination centers to village, heart-to-heart vaccinations, the disease was eventually brought to control, and no outbreak of the disease has been reported in the country since 1987. And the country, of course, declared provisional freedom from rinderpest in 1988. The declaration of provisional freedom from rinderpest status for the Gambia in 1988 was indeed a cumulative effort of years of successful and painstaking, of course, annual countrywide mass vaccination campaigns. This led finally to the evolution of the national herd population from 50,000 heads then in the 1930s to over 300,000, as I'm talking to you now, in 2011. Similarly, serosurveillance exercises conducted under the Pan-African Rinderpest Control and Pan-African Program for the Control of Epizootics, or PACE, revealed no evidence of circulating rinderpest in the Gambia. The successful control, therefore, and eradication of rinderpest in the Gambia is also indeed a cumulative effect of years of hard work, like I said earlier on, dedication, sacrifice, as well as commitment to national duty by the veterinary services of the Gambia, with support, of course, from the Gambia government and with the cooperation of regional as well as international organizations, including the FAO, OIE, among others. The history of the eradication of rinderpest in the Gambia will be incomplete, we'll all agree, without mentioning rinderpest control projects, such as the joint project 15, JP15, which was a collaboration between the USAID then, OAU, IBAR from 1965 to 68, PAC and PACE, which were both EDF-funded OAU, IBAR programs, all of which registered incredible success. JP15 concentrated basically on the control as well as the prevention of rinderpest through annual countrywide mass vaccinations campaigns. PAC, however, in addition to vaccination, also had a sero monitoring component and later a sero surveillance component as well. PACE was geared to the control of epizootic sero surveillance and the strengthening of institutional capacities. In the same vein, it is proper to mention the FAO Global Rinderpest Eradication Program, GREP, for the support it provided to the Gambia in fulfillment of the World Organization of Animal Health pathway for freedom from rinderpest. A certificate to this effect was received by the Gambia during the 79th session of the World Animal Health Conference on 25th May 2011 this year in Paris, France. Mr. Chairman, therefore, as we gather here today to celebrate the global eradication of rinderpest, we must never, however, lose focus and should continue to work together as a globe to ensure that rinderpest never surfaces again on the face of the earth. The post-rinderpest era calls for collective responsibility, therefore, and concerted efforts on all of us, and indeed at all levels, in our different ways and our different capacities. The government of the Gambia is fully committed to meeting its obligations in this regard. We would like to use this opportunity, however, to call on the FAO and other relevant partners to continue working together on global strategies in close collaboration with all countries and relevant institutions such as research laboratories and veterinary schools to help ensure the full implementation of the global strategies. This is and should surely be the only way, and indeed the only sustainable way for that matter, to keep the Rinderpest virus away forever. Mr. Chairman, we in the Gambia consider the global eradication of Rinderpest as a success story and a very dear victory for international cooperation. We believe that the global alliance of farmers, governments, international organizations, donors, partners, as well as other stakeholders that work together over the years, particularly in close partnership, to successfully conquer cattle plague, can also, with renewed global effort and commitment, surely confront and subdue small ruminant plague, Pestes de Petit Ruminant, PPR, which today is indeed ravaging the African continent, causing significant morbidity as well as mortality to the small ruminant population, and of course thereby disrupting lives of millions of poor, vulnerable farmers and farmer populations, among them women. In recent years, PPR is gaining more grounds and rapidly spreading to more countries in Africa, and we believe PPR should be halted and deserves more international attention, even though now we are talking about Rinderpest. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests, I would also like to use this opportunity to express the sincere gratitude of the government of the Gambia, and indeed the people of the Gambia, to all our partners, collaborators who have played a very significant role in the eradication of Rinderpest in the Gambia and indeed globally. The list includes, but not is limited, of course, to the AU, IBR, the FAO, OIE, EU, USAID, and many others. We would also like to express our gratitude to veterinarians and all those who were in the forefront in the fight against Rinderpest. We salute the veterinary profession for its 250th anniversary in 2011. In the same vein, on behalf of His Excellency the President of the Republic of the Gambia, all farmers and agriculturists for that matter, and key players in agriculture, and the entire Gambian populace, I wish to seize this opportunity and join previous speakers and to thank the outgoing Director General, Dr. Zach Diouf, Director General of FAO, for the good work, guidance, for his sacrifice and leadership that he has given through our global organization, the FAO, and mankind over the years. Under his dynamic and able leadership, we should all agree that FAO has attained significant strides in the area of agriculture, giving importance once again to agriculture, particularly as we all witnessed during the recent food crisis. The Gambia government therefore pray for his personal well-being and Allah's guidance and protection in all his future undertakings. We hope that the next Director General, and I'm sure he will continue with the good legacy of Dr. Diouf. I just want to say in conclusion before leaving that Dr. Diouf, you may be retired but surely not tired. The global world would call on you because of your cumulative experience in this area whenever your services are needed. Once again, thank you very much.